Thus, the continuum bears the description of any point comprising it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about let's do this? We did it to art. We did it to music. And now what if we had, I'm not for this, but what if we had a, well, I don't mind that the option, but what if we had an anarchy option at the ballot box and it went over?
And in 20 years we can pave roads for a joke.
Right.
And sign our names on them for gobs of moolah.
Sure, yeah, the mean green. Well, anyway, I guess, welcome to the show. You're late. Well, thanks for calling. I gotta start my show now. Again. Hey, I feel great. How about you? TGIM, everybody. We got a holy rock and roller coaster of a show for y'all. Hey, saw in the paper or wherever, whatever you saw. We're gonna be talking a little about that. Well, we're gonna be talking a lot about that. So, hey, let's hit the phones! Hello. Welcome to Ask Mr. Breakfast.
Hello.
Hi, your name is?
Shangri-La Rojicky Stetter.
Shangri-La Rojicky Stetter is your name?
Yes, no. I mean...
Calm down. It's all right.
Yes, I'm very nervous.
Don't worry, I won't eat your elbow skin. Deep fried, sautéed, maybe with mushrooms, Jerusalem artichokes, and garlic. What's on your mind?
Do you have a pumpkin?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Breakfast, do you have a pumpkin?
O.J.
O.J.'s your pumpkin?
Yes.
O.J., he's your guy?
O.J., he's my guy.
So you really know O.J.?
Oh, yes.
Where did you meet him?
In my garage.
You know, I met Jack Kemp when he was with the
Who
Bills.
Who cares?
And I was selling some candy from my school.
Who cares?
He lived around the corner for a while.
Who is Jack Kemp?
A football player. Anyway, do you have a nice garage?
Yes.
What do you do in your garage?
We O.J.
What else do you do in your garage?
Eat.
Hey, now we're talking. Tell us a little about what you eat in your garage.
Some bugs, but mostly candy bars. Rainforest doodle bug bars.
Well, JFK would be very proud.
I met JFK.
In your garage?
No. Silly Mr. Breakfast. In my rear end.
Hey, we were having some bean tacos one morning, Mrs. Breakfast and I, and she gathered some fresh garden greens, you know, dandelion, sheep sorrel. I took a bite, and one of the beans seemed a little colder than the others. I realized immediately it was probably a slug. So I fished it out of my mouth and felt a profound aversion. You got any ideas on that, folks? Why would I have felt a profound aversion to that? Think it might have been something to do with the mainstream we're washing over the falls with. You know, maybe just the human mind is the human mind. It's all we get. It's the most common self-preservation trait, the confidence that we think everything we think is special when really every thought is just generated from the same stock of clip art. You know, we pretend we're serious enough about it to form a civilization. Well, anyway, penny for your thoughts. Let's go to the phones! Hello?
Fist?
Yes, your name, please, caller.
Joe Blow the Eskimo. How does it feel to know that I am always knocking you out?
Hey, Joe Blow the Eskimo, now there's a good old American name. Ever think about running for president?
Or have my own show?
Right. Songus, Dukakis, come on. What do they think they're doing? Hey, anyway. What do Eskimos eat for breakfast?
Blubber.
Mm-hmm. Chinese say, yeah, sure. Hey, Joe, what do you really eat for breakfast? Joe, you there?
Blubber, you idiot. I'm an Eskimo.
So did you ever think about having your own, talk show, Joe?
And now, my people, it's time for the Joe Blow the Eskimo Show. My name's Joe Blow the Eskimo. 16 bits is all I got, but I'm smoking hot and in your slot. I let explorers share my wives. It's no problem, I got five. Give me five. Today we'll be discussing various ways of harpooning seals and smearing their fat on my clucks.
Very good, Joe.
Please clear the frequency, Mr. Stupid. The FCC has no jurisdiction on my Dunkrut reservation. Hey, let's go to the walkie-talkie. Hello? 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 Mr. Breakfast?
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Jeez. I didn't know if this was for real or what. Well, somebody just brought me in a baked potato. It looks really good. Wait a minute. This isn't a baked potato, this is a snake potato! Ow, man, it really hurts getting bit by a cobra. Well, I'm gonna have to go get this taken care of, so that's it for today, folks. See you next Monday.